الحمد لله نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم. Respected elders and brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Indeed, it is the time of the year when many, many people get excited. It is that time of the year when the Qurbani will take place. For us to just understand what is this meaning, Qurbani. It comes from an Arabic word. All of us should understand, those who understand Urdu more or less, that Urdu is a very recent language. Before that, before the Arabs came into the India, Pakistan, those territories before the Arabs came to that place, there was no such word, such language called Urdu. So the word Urdu, the words in Urdu, most of them come either from Persian or from Arabic. It's a mixture and comes this language, Urdu. So this word Qurbani, which many of us, you know, we are so excited we're going to make the Qurbani, comes from the lafz Qurb. Qurb in Arabic means closeness. So it is something which we will present before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will bring us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So same word we use for sacrifice. Qurbani, one is the udhiya. In Arabic you call it udhiya, sacrificing of the animal. So any sacrifice we make in our lives, that's also a qurbani. You know, that's why many times when we call brothers to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say, bhai, we must make qurbani. So there is different context of qurbani. You mustn't think that you must slaughter one animal, now you don't have to go out in the path of Allah. So there's different kinds of qurbani. So in this time of the year, when we speak about qurbani, we know what we're speaking about. Slaughtering the animal. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a riwayat by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, our mother. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrates, she says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that there is no action more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these days of Zulhijjah. We all know the days, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah are very, 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 very liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The amal which are done on these days are very, bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama even explained the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pouring. One is raining. Other is pouring upon us on these 10 days of Zulhijjah. And then the ulama go to this extent of explaining that even the days of Zulhijjah are even more virtuous than the days of Ramadan. Because the ibadat we do here, Ramadan, the shaitan is chained. Here there is no shaitan. The shaitan is not chained. We have to fight our nafs. We have to fight ourselves. In Ramadan, the environment, the mahol is there. Here there is no environment, no mahol. So we have to fight that, to create this mahol, create this environment, make those ibadat to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these 10 days, and then among these 10 days, there is a very, very special day, which is the day of Arafat. The ulama explain on this day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there is no day in which shaitan feels more disgrace than the day of Arafat. Shaitan throws sand on his face. Why? Because the whole year he walked hard into misguiding someone. Then the day of Arafat comes, this person is fasting, he raises his hand, he asks Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, and then Allah Ta'ala forgives all his sins. Shaitan gets disgrace on that day. So, on the day of Arafat, our ulama explain, we should try our best to fast on that day, carry on good actions on that day, give sadaqah, give charity. Such a day which brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a day in which the hujjaj, they present themselves. And then the hujjaj, they are disheveled. Their hair is not combed. And then in that ihram, the clothes also is not, they're not wearing normal clothes. They come in that condition and they're asking and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yubahi bikumul malaika. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah ta'ala speaks boastfully. Allah ta'ala feels proud of this insan, of this makhluk, to the malaika. Those same malaika, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذَ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاء. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the malaika, I am creating makhluk, insan. أَسْتَخْلِفُهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. I'll make them the khalifa, they'll take care of the earth. They will be staying in that earth, that world which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. One side, Iblis, he rebelled immediately against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other side, the malaika, they complain, Ya Allah, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا. Oh Allah, you're creating people, you'll put them in this earth, they'll create such corruption in earth. وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ. They'll be spreading blood in this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the malaika, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know better. So when this day of Arafah comes, the makhluk of Allah, these same servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they come, ibadat, raising their hands. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ulama explained, there is no better day to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the day of Arafah. Our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the scorching heat of Makkah, he is in the back of the horse. We sit here in the masjid with the aircon, with the fans, with a carpet. We sit here for 20 minutes, we make dua, we get tired. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from Zuhr till Asr, the Mufassirin, Muhaddisin explained, sometimes he raised his hand, sometimes he lowered his hand, sometimes he put his hands in the middle. But he carried on making dua, making dua, making dua, on the back of a camel. On that sun, no tent, nothing between him and the sun. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from Zuhr till Asr, making dua for this ummah. Making dua for each one of us. So there is no better day for us to worship Allah or to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than this day of Arafah. Ask Allah ta'ala whatever you want. And at the same time, make tawbah. Make tawbah from the sins we did in the past. This is the day Allah ta'ala is ready to forgive us. Allah ta'ala gave us opportunities, many, many opportunities to forgive us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, then shaitan asked Allah, oh Allah, give me a weapon which I can use to misguide this insan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, no problem. إِنَّكَ سَتَرَاهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَكُمْ. You and your وَقَبِيلُكُمْ, you and your children, the progeny of shaitan or the group of shaitan, you all will be able to see Adam alayhi salam and his children. مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ. In such a way that they cannot see you. So they can come and misguide us. They can come and put waswasa. They can come and do different things. We cannot see them. Then Adam alayhi salam, Ya Allah, he also asked, Ya Allah, in my sight, you gave him something, what you gave to me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam, something which is, this is the lesson we should take. This is something we should take in our hearts till the day of Qiyamah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to be humble. Allah ta'ala created us to be humble. Allah ta'ala created us in such a way, Allah ta'ala himself says in the Quran, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Insan is weak. Guna will happen. Shaitan will be able to misguide. Shaitan has more strength than ours, no problem. But what is the lesson Allah Ta'ala is giving us? Allah Ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam, let them do whatever he wants. Let them, one servant of mine come back to me, crying, asking and begging my forgiveness. I'll forgive him everything, whatever he did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith Qudsi, Ya Ibn Adam, in balagat dhunubuka anana sama, if your sins have to reach the skies, subhanallah. Now we're looking at a person committing sins. He can commit how many sins he commit. He won't fill this earth of sins. No matter how big sins he can commit. Allah Ta'ala is saying, make so many sins, hypothetically, now that you must make. If a person have to make so many sins, that his sins reach the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَ لِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. Then you ask one time, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who out of fear of Allah, or out of remorse, some tear comes out of his eye. Not a big tear, not a drop of tear. Such an amount of tear comes out from his eye, like half of the head of a fly. Like the head of a fly, half of that amount comes out on the tip of his eye, on the edge of his eye. That tear came out of fear, out of ikhlas, out of iman, out of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I've committed sin. With remorse, he takes out that amount of tear. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this eyes, that face becomes haram upon the fire of Jahannam. So once I was giving a bayan, I spoke like that. So one youngster came and asked me, Molana, if the face doesn't go to Jahannam, the whole body will go. So the face will go to Jannah, what will happen? So I told him, what is hard for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If Allah ta'ala is mentioning the face, meaning Allah wants to take the whole body. Allah won't take a person's face and half of the body will go there. So Allah ta'ala is ready to forgive us. Allah gave us this chance. This is the weapon of the believer. This dua, make tawbah and ask Allah ta'ala's forgiveness on this day of Arafat. And then, my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this great opportunity in these last 10 days, as we started the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, on these last 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the greatest amal of these last 10 days is the day of Udhiyah. That spilling of the blood of the animal. Sacrificing the animal for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now, alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala blessed many of us. We have been blessed in different ways. For us, it's very, very easy. In this country, in every house, we can slaughter the animals. Yet we find some people who do not want to do it. They want to go and do somewhere else. If you go and compare to other countries in USA, Brazil, in Europe, they don't get this opportunity of slaughtering in their houses. They don't get this opportunity. On the other side, you get other countries like Pakistan, other countries like Bangladesh. Once I was in Pakistan, they're making udhiyah right at the door of our gate. You know, there's the building. You come out and they make it right there. The blood is spilling all over. Environment is created. This environment we have to try and create in our house. 1 week before, bring the animal, feed the animal, show to our children. Show what is udhiyah, show what is this qurbani. qurb, get closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not just taking an animal and do it like that. Slaughter the animal, get someone else to slaughter, get someone else to do. In that country is cheaper, I'll do it in that country. In that country is easier, I'll do it over there. The people need, no, create this environment. No, recently I was in one farm, 2-3 years ago, here in South Africa. And in that farm, we were slaughtering the animals. There was one of the workers of the farm, is originally from Malawi, one of the workers. He came for the first time he's seeing this with here. First time he's seeing. In fact, we regarded him to be a non-Muslim who reverted to Islam. So he used to teach him new aspects of Islam, whatever. So it so happened that here, the mother of this worker, his mother, came from Malawi to spend Eid with him in the farm. So she is there and she's seeing this whole thing happening, how the qurbani is being made, how they hang the animal, they're skinning it and everything, and then the distribution and everything. So she called her son and told him, son, I want to tell you something important. So he said, what? So he said, I can swear by Allah, my parents used to do this. My father used to do this in my country. My grandfather used to do this. At that time, I was about 5-7 years old. I used to see my grandfather doing this, my father. Then my grandfather passed away. My father passed away. After that, I never saw it again. But today, so many years have passed. I came to this country. I see all these people doing again. I remember exactly, this memory can come in my mind, how they used to recite the takbir, how they used to cut the animal, how they used to do all this. So those people who were Muslim, they forgot everything about this. Their own son of this lady, he don't even know anything about qurbani. He's learning over here. Whereas his grandparents, everyone used to do. So we have to create this environment of qurbani, create it in our house. You know, sometimes the smell will be there, a little bit of taklif will be there, a little bit of noise. So what? Create, show to our children. When they're going to, you know, some of our children, they don't even saw animals in their life. They only see in the picture or they see in the TV or something. So show it to them. Show it what is qurbani, how to take care of the animal. You know, when you do qurbani, you do it with a happy heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained in this hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, the best of amal done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these days, spilling of the blood of the animal. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says on the day of Qiyamah, the same animal will come with his horns, with his meat, with his blood, and will present before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as good actions. It will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as good actions. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the end of this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَطِيبُ بِهَا نَفْسَ. When you do this qurbani, don't do it haphazard. Don't do it half-heartedly. Do it properly. Do it happily. Do it to the best you can give. You know, we learned it from the beginning. Adam alayhi salam, very, very important lesson we should take from that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the two sons of Adam alayhi salam, there was a dispute between them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded both of them present one qurbani, present one sacrifice. So one son of Adam alayhi salam, he was a shepherd. He used to have sheep, animals. So he went, he was the pious son. He went and he looked for the best of animals he had. He found the best animal, he brought it and he presented before Allah. This is the qurbani for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other side, the other son, some mufassirin, some hadithin explain that he was a carpenter. Others say, no, he used to be a farmer, so he brought some peel. Others say he was a carpenter, so he brought some wood. So he found one chair which he made. The chair was half broken, half something. Whatever he had, something, you know, made of wood, he brought this half broken thing. He said, I'm giving for Allah, then that's it. You know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted, فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. Allah ta'ala accepted the qurbani of one, didn't accept the qurbani of the other. So this one got upset. He said, I'm going to kill you. So this son said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept the qurbani except of the muttaqeen. Those who have taqwa, those who do it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This qurbani is not about money. It's not about showing off. It's not about what animal. It's about that which is in your heart. When you give it the best, you give the best for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, recently, I mean, a few years ago, about 5, 7, 8 years ago, you know, just coming out of madrasa those days, there was a case which came to madrasa Talimuddin. Unfortunately, very sad, but it's also an anecdote for us. So one person came to the jamiat and he donated shoes. So he said, I want to take out my zakat. So he said, okay, very good, Ramadan time. He brought his zakat, shoes. So he brought all the shoes and he left it, boxes of shoes. He left it in jamiat. Now the people of jamiat, when they open one shoe, it's two of the same side. Basically two right foot. So he opened another box. There's about 10, 20 boxes like that. They say his zakat. We can use that zakat and give it to zakatable people. But now all are of the same side. So now what are you going to do with that shoes? So the same thing, we might be thinking my qurbani is accepted, but which heart you are giving to? This person, which zakat is giving? What heart is giving that zakat? Perhaps he found shoes we could not sell in his shop and he brought it and gave it to the jamiat. What are we going to do with that? Which person are we going to find who only got two right foot? So like that, my dear brothers, when you're giving it, we give it with a happy heart. create that environment and give the best animal you can give. You're not saying that you must go out of your means, but according to your means. You know, sometimes the ulama explained that today, in today's zamana, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيئَةٍ. The biggest fitna which you get today is the love of this dunya. Love of the dunya. So for us to sacrifice that animal, we're not just cutting off that animal, we're cutting off those dollars or that rands, you know, 3,000 rands are used to buy that animal. So sometimes you're cutting off that animal, you're cutting off that love of the world. That love of the rands is coming out of your heart. So you give the best. I'll terminate with this one incident. Maulana Mahmudul Hassan Gangohi Rahmatullahi, great alim in India. So he fought a lot against the British, when the British wants to occupy India. So he was always in the forefront fighting against the British. So Maulana Mahmudul Hassan Gangohi Rahmatullahi, he used to take this Qurbani so serious. He used to take it, he used to put it, to undergo through so much, so that he could present the best animal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Maulana Mahmudul Hassan used to buy one cow. In the beginning of the year, after Ramadan or after Qurbani, he used to buy one cow. He used to feed that cow, make it grow, personally take care of it, bath it, you know, wash the cow, make that cow, you know, the cow used to get so close to him that whenever he used to go to the masjid, the cow will come outside, the masjid will sit over there. And he's going home, the cow will go back home with him. He used to go to the madrasa, the cow will go and sit outside, wait for him, and then go home with him. So much, you know, affinity was created between him and the cow. And then before, few months before Qurbani, he'll start feeding milk and jalebi, sweet, to that cow. The cow will become more stronger and stronger. They say that one year he took one cow, he used to go. Mufti Sahib himself was very active, was very, you know, used to do exercise. So he was doing his exercise in a garden or in the jungle. That cow was running with him. So that cow started developing muscles. So by the time Qurbani came, that cow became huge, big, you know. So a cow which generally, the price of that cow is, let's say, 15,000 rand today. That time was 15 rupees. So if you look at 15,000 rand, what we paid today, someone came and offered Mufti Sahib, he said, I'll pay you 80,000 for this cow, sell it to me. If it was me and you, we got something for 10,000, we made it 15, someone paying 80, subhanAllah, we'll sell it immediately, we'll buy another 6 like that. So Mufti Sahib said, no, this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this sacrifice, all this effort, all these things to present the best to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Mufti Sahib will take that cow, and then with tears in his eyes, he'll slaughter that animal. You know, that affinity which was created between him and the animal. And this was the spirit of Qurbani which was at that time. And Mufti Sahib was so particular about his Qurbani, even when he was in jail as well. He went to jail, the British caught him and put him in the jail of Malta. He's in jail, he's alone. So the other Muslims, few Muslims with him over there, so Mufti Sahib said, this year I'm going to slaughter one animal. So they say, how are you going to slaughter? It's impossible. See, when you have the love of Allah Ta'ala, when you have yaqeen and iman, and you ask Allah, Allah makes a plan. So in the jail also, he spoke to one of the jail keepers. He told him, organize for me a sheep. How much money you want, I'll give you that money, no problem. But get me a sheep on this day, I want to slaughter it. That man brought a sheep, easy for him. He got paid. He brought the sheep on the day of Qurbani. Mufti Sahib wore his best clothes in the day of Eid. He used the attar. He dressed in the best of manner, whatever he could do. He made his dua and he slaughtered his animal right there in the jail. In a place reciting the takbir loudly, in a place which was surrounded by kuffar, when that place ever heard the takbir and the slaughtering of the animal, the Qurbani is being made right there. So this is what you should do, my dear brothers. Not just, you know, many of us, we get animals, sometimes we buy very good animals, and something very, very bad which is creeping inside our communities. On the day of Eid, the boasting, showing off, I bought this animal, I'm showing off that animal, I'm taking a selfie with an animal, na'uzubillah. People take selfie with animals also. We're doing it to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala needs a selfie to see our animal. We have to post in our Instagram, in our Facebook for Allah ta'ala to see the animal. Allah can see if you're doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake, then don't show it off. And very, very important, my dear brothers, from the day of Arafah, this Sunday, inshallah, the takbiratul tashriq will start, inshallah. After Salatul Fajr, that will last for 4 days, for 3 days. And after every salat, the takbiratul tashriq will start. We should try and remember that. The men will recite loudly, the woman will recite softly. Inshallah, the imam of the masjid, inshallah, will make more announcement after that to explain everything. And also, very, very important, the sunnahs on the day of Eid. To wear your best clothes when you're going to the masjid, when you're going, you go walking, reciting the takbir loudly. When you come back, use another route and come back and have your ghusl, make your miswak, wear the best clothes and, you know, try not to eat before slaughtering. After you slaughter, you eat from the animal. And very, very important, partake of that animal. Many of us got this sickness. The sickness is not the other thing. The sickness is that we feel that we cannot eat that animal. What the meat is very fresh. The meat is very fresh. You cannot eat fresh meat, you get sick. No, the sickness is this which is in your head, that you cannot eat the meat which Allah Ta'ala is feeding you. We shall try and partake of that animal and then distribute it also to others. Those who are needy, think about them, give to others also, make sure everyone gets a share of it. Allah Ta'ala gnaz tawfiq wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillah.